Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shyamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Dham Ki Jagannath Swami Ki Yamuna Maya Ki Ganga Maya Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Shamaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. I'm going to read first from my journal and some other writings of mine, and then we'll have a group reading from Vidagdha Madhava by Rupa Goswami. From my journal, February 2nd, 4:30 p.m. Come and bow your head. Come and bow before your lords. Ask for mercy. I won't ask for freedom from death. Ask for a good death. Were you thinking of Krishna? Ask for a good death where you are thinking of Krishna. Be surrounded by people who are chanting his names. What would it be like? Someone questioned me why I write so freely what comes to my mind. They said it might be inappropriate for Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the place of secrets and confidentiality. If Srimati Radharani sees my tendency to write down whatever is on my mind, she might withhold things from me for fear I would blab them. But this is my standard strategy wherever I am. Why should I be less candid in Vrindavan? Wouldn't Radharani and Krishna be pleased with me for honesty? I was invited to two different places, but I am not going. I cannot spare the hours. Instead, I stayed in my room. Isn't it like a prison? He asked. Going out could be like going to prison, imprisoning my spirit. Then spend your time well. Read a few pages of the Nectar of Devotion. Write something to Krishna. Tell him you love him. Tell him you admire Radha and want to worship her. Tell him you want to know what it means to take shelter of her. Maybe it means to go out and visit a project, visit a friend. I am receiving a good friend in a few minutes. Tell him what's on your mind. That's taking shelter of Radharani. Ask for his sympathy. You want friends to support you. He may challenge you and ask you, why don't you go out and see the people and places? No, he is the friend. He will see it your way. The sannyas minister wrote to me and said, I don't have to attend the guru seminar. It's just for new gurus. He said I should take care of my health. Now that's a good suggestion. But someone may say that you need more fresh air and exercise. You need to tear your muscles. Get out and mix and get strong. Don't entropy bent up in the chair. Make up your mind. I'm just waiting for my friend. And this is something from a book called Life with the Perfect Master, on when I first arrived in Vrindavan with Prabhupada. We were well on our way to Vrindavan, passing through the villages, farms, and undeveloped land, when our car came up behind a typical old Indian bus, and our driver began honking his horn for room to pass. The bus was battered and poured thick black smoke from its exhaust pipe. Prabhupada looked my way and said, do you have buses like this in America? He knew very well from his years in America that this bus was a special specimen of Indian technological backwardness. Even if you had a bus like this in America, he added, they wouldn't allow it on the road. Everyone shared a laugh with Srila Prabhupada, but I also took his remark in a personal way. I felt he was trying to reduce whatever culture shock he thought I might be experiencing in case I was lamenting over the primitive Indian conditions or wishing myself back in a land of velvet-like roads and greyhound buses. Prabhupada was making a humorous comparison so that I could see the terrible Indian bus in a softer, more kindly light. At least Prabhupada's words had that effect on me. And when he then asked me if it was my first time in Vrindavan, which it was, I knew he was watching over me like a father. Srila Prabhupada did not dote or baby his disciples, but those few kind words were enough to bring my jet-lagged mind and body into sharp focus for appreciation of Prabhupada and our entrance into the holy Dham. Here's an excerpt from Prabhupada Nectar. One time in Vrindavan, the artist brought a sketch before Srila Prabhupada for his approval before beginning a serious painting. Srila Prabhupada's first remark was, "Is this Shiva and Parvati?" "No, Srila Prabhupada, it's Radha Krishna." "They look too old," said Srila Prabhupada. "They should look no more than 16 years old. Very fresh youth." The artist went back to work and redid the sketch, but when Prabhupada saw it the second time, he again said the couple looked too old. He then showed his disciple a picture on his desk of the ISKCON Calcutta deities, Radha Govinda, and he said, "They should be painted like this. Krishna is a young, sweet boy." For the third time, the artist did the sketch and showed it to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was still unenthusiastic, but since he did not specifically forbid the work, the artist took this as his permission and began work on a large canvas. After weeks of work, he brought his opus before Srila Prabhupada. The painting showed Radha and Krishna on a swing. Krishna was lifting Radharani's veil and looking into her face in a very intimate conjugal way. The more traditional elements of Radha and Krishna standing together, appearing in the artist's preliminary sketches, had evolved into a scene more imagined by the artist. "It is concoction," said Srila Prabhupada. Despite all the effort put into it by the artist, Srila Prabhupada couldn't spare feelings on such an important responsible matter as the depiction of Radha and Krishna. In a mood of hurt pride, the artist took back the painting and did not inquire further about what was wrong or what he should do to rectify it. Vrindavan Journal, February 3rd, 10 a.m. My japa has not been as good here as in my own bhajan kutir. I appreciate being in Vrindavan, but I am not making the most of it. I wish I could make words out of nothing. I wish I could come closer to Radha Krishna without going to the Lila Stalis. When I go to the places, I do not get much closer unless it is a special, quote, undesignated, unquote, place picked out by Burijan Prabhu. Krishna created out of his own self, the way a spider creates a web out of its saliva. This example is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So could I create words of devotion in a similar way, spun out of my own self? Yes. You have devotional feelings within yourself, and you just have to spin them out. Make them sincere. Say, "Krishna, I love you. It is true. My love for Krishna is dormant, lying within my heart. It is covered by the layers of obstacles of offenses, anarthas. Break free. Krishna and Radha, I love you both. I just want to be your servant in this spiritual world. But you have to deserve, and then you can desire. You deserve by working for Krishna's mission in the material world. Then you gain the right to play with them in Goloka Vrindavan." Vrindavan Journal, February 3rd, 10 a.m. My money wallet is hidden between two mattresses. Dattatreya warns me not to tell everything on my mind in Vrindavan. A thief can come and steal your money once you have written where it is hidden. If you reveal two confidential feelings about Srimati Radharani, she may be disinclined to reveal confidences to you. But I have to write something, And secrets are the best things. They are the things you hold most dear. You take your risks, thinking, if I am sincere and purely motivated, Krishna will protect me. Radharani will be glad to hear me talk of my feelings for her, and she will tell me more. She will speak in my heart. Oh yeah, some practical things like where you stash your money should be kept secret. But not your heart's desires and aspirations, not your finest feelings. What is your biggest secret about Radharani? That she is the dearmost devotee of Krishna, because she loves him the most. She speaks many cross words against Krishna, but in her heart she holds no ill at all against him, but loves him with her entire being. She wishes that all souls could become devotees of the Lord. And here's a little poem taken out of the book Human at Best, called Saved from Destruction. Krishna, Krishna, you are the sweetest person of Nandagwan. Radharani sees you from her moon tower. She swings from elation of Mahabhav to desolation of separation. Lalita and other Sakis console her, and the universe is saved from destruction. An excerpt from Human at Best. You are not teaching Siddha Pranali. You haven't received it and you're not giving it out. But you tell yourself and others that we can still have access to Raja Bhakti by Kirtan in its comprehensive sense, which would include this book of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, lectures, temples, etc. So devotees who think and act for introducing Krishna consciousness into the worldly milieu, they must concentrate in a kind of samadhi. It is practical. Yeah, but have you achieved it? You look so sleepy and a little fat and yellow and off. Keep it hidden and die with your worldly weaknesses that do no one any good. He's playing it the way we wanted. Excerpt from Poor Man Reads the Bhagavatam. Here is more on how Lord Krishna fulfilled his three desires. His first desire was to taste the position of Srimati Radharani. To himself he thought, my mind races to taste the pleasure experienced by the abode, Ashraya, but I cannot taste it, even by my best efforts. How may I taste it? If some time I can be the abode of that love, only then may I taste its joy. That's C.C. Adi 134-35. He also wanted to understand the beauty and attraction that Radharani saw in him. He thought, my sweetness is wonderful, infinite and full. No one in the three worlds can find its limit. Only Radhika, by the strength of her love, tastes all the nectar of my sweetness. There is constant competition between my sweetness and the mirror of Radha's love. They both go on increasing, but neither knows defeat. If I see my sweetness in a mirror, I am tempted to taste it, but nevertheless I cannot. If I deliberate on a way to taste it, I find that I hanker for the position of Radhika. C.C. Adi. The third desire is to understand the bliss of Srimati Radharani. Krishnadas Kaviraj goes to great pains to show that Radharani's love for Krishna is love and not lust. He states that mundane lust is to seek pleasure from the partner for one's own sense gratification. But the desire to please the senses of the lover is actually love. The desire, quote, the desire to gratify one's own senses is kama, lust, but the desire to please the senses of Lord Krishna is prema, love. Adi 4.165. Sri Krishna desired to taste the exclusive love of Srimati Radharani. Lord Krishna thought as follows. Formerly, I have appeared in the world to taste mellows, and I shall taste the mellows of pure love in various ways. I taught devotional service that springs from the devotee's spontaneous love by demonstrating it with my pastimes. But these three desires of mine were not satisfied. for one cannot enjoy them in a contrary position. Unless I accept the luster of the ecstatic love of Sri Radhika, these three desires cannot be fulfilled. Jai Vishal.
I don't even recognize you. It's been such a long time.
Yeah, you look different too.
Do I? They say this. I brought you. This is Radhastami. Last September the 8th. You can only see Radharani's lotus feet on Radhastami. And here's Radhasham Sundar, Lalita Vishaka.
Oh, beautiful picture.
Aren't they nice? Right on, right on. You can see her lotus feet. And I brought you. How many would you like? Six? I always see you as one of the six Goswamis. Oh. This is Vrindavan. Sacred thread. One. Sorry for disturbing your thoughts. Three, four, five, six. And also some Vrindavan Tilak also. This is Vrindavan also.
Oh.
A little offering to you.
Thank you. You're all. You can sit down and listen. We're reading from Rupa Goswami's book, Vidagdha Madhava.
Thank you. This is Vrindavan Mahaprasada. For you.
Sorry.
Always forgetting something. Very happy to see you.
There's just been interplay going on, and Radharani, Purnamasi, and Lalita have exited from the stage, leaving Vishakha there. Vishakha walking a great distance. I see Krishna under that mango tree. Krishna enters. Krishna eagerly looking behind. The brilliant and charming molten gold circle of the sun now enters the ocean's waters. Bewildering the elephants and anointing the owl's eyes, darkness covers Vrindavan. Anxiously looking on the path, why has that gopi not yet entered the pathway of my eyes? Turning around, he looks behind. Expertly waking the lotus-like gopis, eclipsing the lotus flower's beauty, and lamented by girls eagerly awaiting their lovers, the brilliant moonlight now embraces the darkened eastern horizon. Perplexed. Thinking of religion and morality, did Radha decide not to come? Was she stopped by the harsh words of her superiors? Did a great calamity arise and make her fall motionless and unconscious? Perhaps that is why, even though the moon now rises, her messenger has not yet come. Vishakha, hiding behind the flowering vine, she eagerly says, Krishna is looking at the path where I walk. For a moment I will joke with him. Krishna happily, moving her hand, Vishakha gestures to me. Krishna approaches. Friend, when I approach you, it is like approaching Radha, whose graceful thighs are like banana trees. It is as if Radha and Vishakha are not different from each other. Krishna, or Vishakha, turning her face down, Vishakha becomes silent. Krishna, friend, why are you silent? Vishakha, oh boy with a face like the moon, I am very unfortunate. What can I say? Krishna, apprehensive, what is it? Vishakha, oh handsome one, Saraswati does not allow graceful words to come from me. So be it. It is not right to hide the truth. O Prince of Braja, the wretched Abhimanyu has taken my dear friend Radha to Mathura. Krishna, alarmed. When was she taken? Vishakha, when noble Purnamasi was with you. Krishna, grief-stricken. Vishakha, why was she taken? Vishakha, it was suspected that she had fallen in love with you. Krishna, why was it suspected? Vishakha, who could not see the symptoms of her passionate love? Krishna, from the Malaya hills, an uncivilized breeze withers my body. The moon angrily showers me with sparks. The buzzing bees rebuke me. Without Radha, I cannot live for a moment. Krishna is overcome. Vishakha, unhappy with respect. O bliss of Gokula, please be peaceful. Be peaceful. I was only joking. Although Radha is unhappy, her life is protected by the Rangana garland you gave her. Krishna, relieved. Rogue, you teased me. Vishakha, you don't remember your own virtues. Krishna, friend, describe the marks of love in my beloved. Vishakha, in Sanskrit. When, from far away, the syllables of your name touch her ears, her beautiful eyes become wild, and she trembles again and again. If somehow she sees a dark rain cloud, her heart yearns to place her arms around your shoulders. Krishna says, come, I see my beloved hurrying here. They walk. Consoled by Lalita, Radha enters. Radha, grief-stricken. Stopped by some obstacle, could my friend not go to him? Did Krishna not believe her words? Alas, alas, fate is cruel to me. From far away I cannot smell the fragrance of Krishna's forest garland. Vishakha, approaching in Sanskrit. Look, bowing her head again and again, looking at the tree-shaded path, turn that off. Bowing her head again and again, looking at the tree-shaded path, one moment standing up and the next moment frustrated and bewildered, sitting down again and again, taking two or three steps, seeing Lalita and turning back, Radha, devastated by the desire to meet you, stands before you. Krishna, the luster of her face eclipsing the moon, her smile sweet like a lotus-filled lake, her nails defeating the stars, and her eyes like those of a doe, she makes the beauty of early evening seem no more important than a single blade of grass. Want to read?
I'd rather hear your voice.
Well, I don't. I pass it on from person to person.
You force me to do it. If you force me to do it, I'll do it.
Okay.
Right. Are you for how long? A couple of minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get my glasses.
Okay. Top of this page here.
Thank you.
Radhika.
Okay. Radhika, dejected in Sanskrit. Do other girls stop him with the fragrance of their crooked glances? Is he averse to me? Why now that the whole world is swallowed by splendid moonlight, Does Krishna not come to this cottage of flowering vines? Krishna. Approaches Radha. It is Purnamasi's great mercy that this moonlight shines so pleasantly. Radhika, full of wonder, she says to herself, "Oh, this is the most glorious person." Radha is overwhelmed. Vishakha. With sweet pastimes and new jokes, the fortunate gopis delight Krishna. But my own good fortune is pathetic and worthless. For in my presence, my dear friend Radha, her every limb stunned, rolls about on the ground. Lalita. Shy Radha, a lover more charming than the swans in the Manasa lake, stands before you. Don't be paralyzed by fear. Now boldness will fulfill your desires. Dragged Radha as if by force to Krishna, she says in Sanskrit, "Seeing you from afar, the swan of my friend's heart fell into the lotus flower of your face and became trapped in the net of your moving eyebrows. Thief, why do you tease us in this way?"
Krishna smiling. "Lalita, persons like me do not rob from women." Vishakha. "Saint, it is true, true. The Kadamba tree here at Bhadrakali Tirtha bears witness that it is true." Krishna. "Friend, what will make you think I am so pure and saintly?" Lalita. "We will test you with a trial by ordeal." Krishna. "Crooked girl, say what this ordeal will be. The glory of my good reputation will never be disgraced." Lalita in Sanskrit. "A young black female snake that is the line of black hair emerges from Radha's golden water pot breasts. If you can place your hand on that great jewel of that snake's head and remain unhurt, then the moon of your good reputation will shine without any touch of disgrace." Krishna, pretending to be afraid. "Cruel girl, you are called Lalita, which means playful and charming, but for a very slight crime, you propose the very heavy test of touching a snake in a water pot." Radhika, affectionately angry. "Lalita, stop, stop!" Knitting her eyebrows, Radha stares at Lalita. Lalita. "Vishakha, I am driving away the dark cloud that troubles her. Why does Radha rebuke me?" Vishakha. "Lalita, I know the desire hidden in her heart." Lalita. "Tell it, and I will listen." Vishakha in Sanskrit. "He easily killed Agasura, a snake that touched the clouds. He defeated the arrogant Kaliya snake, who spat flames of poison. The snake that attacked the Gopa king, he turned into a demigod. Krishna must be the spiritual master of the snakes. What is your ordeal of a snake in a water pot to him?" Lalita laughs. "Radha, you do not know the glory of your servant, the snake. Look, Friend, the snake of your line of hair has the power to bewilder and frustrate even the person who stays like a jewel on the head of Garuda, the bird whose call takes away the pride of the snake's wives. Krishna is the person, in brackets, Krishna is the person who stays like a jewel on Garuda's head. Radhika, affectionately angry. Arrogant Lalita, first you bring me here and then you mock me. I will go to Vrindavan and tell the elderly gopis about you. Lalita. Bewildered girl, first determine whether my actions are good or bad, then go. Krishna. Cruel Lalita, because you will not give up this wicked idea, I accept this trial by ordeal. He approaches Radha. Lalita, observing Krishna. Clever Krishna, stop, stop. I accept your innocence. I accept it.
Krishna, pulling back, he bows his head and says, alas, the great intelligence of the fair gopis proves that I am a thief. Lalita, clever boy, you admit it with your own mouth. Krishna, friend, out of friendship for me, please show me the right path so that I will be an offender no longer. Lalita in Sanskrit says, you should approach the great and pure liberated souls who, in secluded places, have climbed the mountain of perfection in yoga. Then, trembling, you should beg shelter from them. Because they are very kind and virtuous, they will help even a sinner. This ambiguous verse may also be translated thus. You should become the central jewel on the splendid pearl necklace decorating the solitary slopes of the mountains of Sri Radha's breasts. You should approach those pearls and beg for shelter. Those saintly pearls will certainly accept you, the mighty arm, supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna, but then, this is all in Sanskrit here, and this is translated. Yes. Krishna, friend, what you teach is right. Blissfully approaches Radha and places his hand upon her. Radhika, with a faltering voice, handsome one, this is not right. Radha removes Krishna's hand and then disappears into the trees. Krishna, observing Radha's departure, Krishna becomes alarmed and says, friend, where did your dear friend go? Lalita and Vishakha reply, charming one, when we find her, we will tell you. They approach Radha from behind and say, friend Radha, now is the chance to tease this playful joker, Krishna. For a moment, hide what you really feel. Radhika, cunningly moving her eyebrows, says, Lalita, why do you say I should tease him? It is not right for a person like me to mistreat anyone. I will leave here at once. Lalita approaches Krishna. Oh boy with a face like the moon, although she yearns to speak with you, our friend is afraid. Krishna, friend, there is no need to fear a submissive servant. She may order me as she likes. Lalita, my heart is tossed by waves of fear. My hands tremble. My throat is choked. My head spins. O Prince of Raja, I have no power to do great deeds. From far away, you have come here at night. Please forgive me. Krishna aside. I don't know whether she is joking or showing good manners. Radhika, becoming partly visible. Friend, quickly send him away. No one should see me. Krishna, unhappily, says to himself, girls are very fickle in love. What is not possible for them? Then he says openly, With passionate love, you called me to your side. O Radha, is it right to leave my desire unfulfilled? As iron is drawn to a magnet, I am drawn to you. I did not even touch you. Why did you run away and hide? Lalita, bliss of Gokula, why do you blame Radha? You should blame your own sin. That sin is not an obstacle to stop you two from becoming lovers. Krishna, look, look, friend, leaving morality behind, those who love passionately run to their beloved. Passionately in love, Indra's wife kissed the demigod Chandra. Ambiguous, this verse may also be translated, look, look, friend, leaving morality behind, those who love passionately run to their beloved. Passionately in love, even a king's wife will kiss the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Radhika, deliberately approaching Lalita. Lalita, with my own mouth, I will say something. Then I will go. Glances at Lalita. My glories always stay in the mouths of the circle of saintly ladies. My family is free from any impurity. My husband has all glory and opulence. Still, he whose restless eyebrows defeat even Kamadeva's bow now brings sorrow to my worthless heart. Krishna. Glancing at Radha, Krishna sighs and says to himself, touched by her restless sidelong glances, Radha's earrings are now dark like emeralds. Also within the words of this girl, beautiful eyebrows, a smile now glistens. Oh, my heart, please do not be unhappy. I suspect her rejection of me is a pretense created by her friend's advice. Lalita, she looks at Krishna's face and whispers to Vishakha. Vishakha, by looking at him, I know that Krishna has uncovered our secret. Vishakha, yes, it is true. Krishna smiles. Lalita, you cannot trick me with these words. A spider cannot weave a web that will catch an elephant. Vishakha. Friend Radha, your teasing is now useless. At once fulfill your beloved's desire. Krishna, with passionate love. With the fragrance of sweet words, please cure my ears, deafened by the cuckoo's cooing. O girl with beautiful thighs, with your unhesitating embrace, please cool my limbs, now splashed by waves of the flames of passionate love. Vishakha. Handsome one, assuming the form of Radha, the goddess of shyness, has descended to this world. I will praise her with sweet words. Please be calm like a perfect gentleman. Krishna, respectful. By nature, I am very calm. Friend, now I will become like a blue lotus garland resting on the golden water pots of Radha's breasts. Krishna slowly approaches Radha. Radhika, backing away. Friend, Vishakha, I'm afraid. Why do you abandon me? Lalita. Radha, her name is Vishakha. How can she protect you? Accept this garland. It will protect you. You can see it attracts all the black bees. The word Vishakha, this is in parentheses, the word Vishakha may be interpreted to mean without hands. Lalita explains that because she is without hands, Vishakha cannot protect Radha. Radhika, with affectionate anger. O Lalita, with the use of your harsh mouth, your desires are now fulfilled. Still, you do not go away. Vishakha. Radha, Krishna has begun a Vedic ritual to bring fearlessness to all the people of Gokul.
Why are you afraid? Krishna. Beautiful Radha, you are much stronger. Why do you fear me?
Beautiful Radha, you are much stronger. Why do you fear me? Staying in your flower eyebrows, the Kaliya snake surrounds me. Staying in the corners of your eyes, Dainakasura attacks me. Staying in your hair, Palumbasura makes me powerless. Though I once defeated them, they now defeat me. Lalita, Krishna, how can Radha be stronger than you? No one has the power to rob you of your glories. Vishaka, friend, Krishna loves the noble swans of his devotees. Why, even though you yearn to bind him with the flowering vines of your arms, does the swan of your heart not go to him? Oh, girl with a beautiful face, who, desiring a peaceful and happy life, would not turn from such dishonest tricks. Radha, angry, symbol for Shaka, the breeze from the poison flower vine of Lalita has poisoned you. Krishna, friend Lalita, why does Radha not allow me to dive into the nectar of her mercy? Why does she make me wait on its shores? Lalita, Krishna, give up trying to trick us. My dear friend is not like Chandravali, who gives mercy the moment she is asked. Krishna, how does one attain your friend's mercy? Lalita, by constant service. Krishna, joyfully glancing at Radha, O girl with beautiful limbs, shall I draw sandalwood paste pictures on your breasts? Shall I decorate your braids with flowers? With my hands shall I massage your limbs, tormented by Kamadeva. Radhika, playfully turning away, she points a finger at Lalita. Crooked Wrench, you will remember this moment. Now I will go home. I will escape from the hands of you crooked girls. Lalita, pulling the corner of Radha's garment. Friend Radha, don't go home. With the swan of my hand, I will stop you. Deaf girl, why do you keep this gold tied in the corner of your clothing? Radhika, let go of the edge of my clothing, let go. When I leave this place, I will tell the noble lady all about this. Mukara, calling from off stage. Granddaughter Lalita, where is your friend Radha? Lalita, oh, here comes saintly Mukara. Krishna, alarmed, I should want one far away, and he immediately does that. Spoiled again. Mukara enters. Mukara, glancing ahead, she becomes doubtful about what she sees. She says to herself, something that looks like a sapphire pillar attracts my eyes from afar. It must be Krishna. He has a wonderful, sweet fragrance. Krishna, noble lady, he is interrupted in the middle of his words. Mukara, with pretense harshness, who mumbles, noble lady? Krishna, saintly Mukara, may you be happy. Mukara, charming boy, how can we be happy when your flute refuses to be silent? Krishna, noble lady, did my flute offend you? Mukara, go ask the girls of Gokula. Whenever the sound of your flute approaches their ears, those girls run into the forest, even though again and again we try to stop them.
Krishna laughing. Mukhara, your name is very appropriate. Mukhara, charming boy, you come here at night. Your coming here at night frightens me, Krishna. Mukhara, you have no reason. Mukhara, you are afraid for no reason. Purnamasi told me a wonderful doe wanders in this courtyard. And there's a, in parentheses, the word Mukhara means talkative. Mukhara, charming boy, look for the doe tomorrow morning. For now, go home, Krishna. Oh lady, you are hard like a ram's horn, but I trust you. I will go now. Krishna then disappears into the forest. Mukhara, Lalita, did Krishna really go? Lalita, yes he did. Krishna aside, this old lady is upset. I will remain silent, but I will tug Radha's clothing. He then does that. Mukhara, her eyes wide open with anger. Rascal Lalita, I see Krishna's tugging the edge of Radha's clothing. Why do you try to fool me? Krishna becomes a little frightened and retreats. Lalita, aside. At night, this old lady is almost a blind. I will trick her. Angrily speaking out, she says in Sanskrit, blind old lady, you worry without reason. This is a tamal tree by the Yamuna. That is a golden bench at the tree's roots. Moving in the wind, the tree's branches tug at this girl's bodice. Mukhara aside, she isn't lying openly. Child, I am very upset. I will go home and go to sleep. Mukhara then exits. Who's next? Srimati?
Read I to Chaitanya, I can read.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. We are right here. Right here. Right at the top, right there. Vishak is talking.
Vishak is speaking. Radha, Krishna's face is covered with perspiration. With the corner of your garment, please wipe it away. Radhika speaking, knitting her eyebrows. Vishakha, you wipe it away. Since childhood, you have taken a vow to do these things. Vishakha speaking, Radha, the Rangana garland on your neck says, don't worry, you may also take the vow. Krishna speaking, while he is glancing at the Rangana garland, Krishna praises it. O girl with beautiful eyes, I think that these Rangana flowers must have for a long time performed many pious deeds at the best of holy places, so that now they may enjoy the pleasure of directly touching your breasts. Breasts I myself am not allowed to touch. Radhika speaker. Vishakha, please take this Rangana garland from my neck. Place that priceless Gunja necklace there instead. These Rangana flowers are dried up. Vishakha speaking. Bliss of Gokula, my dear friend is angry with me. She wants the Gunja necklace. Krishna speaking. Radha, come here. I will give you this Gunja necklace. He approaches her. Radhika speaking, while she is smiling, she says to herself, on the pretext of giving her this Gunja necklace, Krishna touches Radha's bodice. Radha stops knitting her eyebrows.
Vishakha Sriti. Radha, did you get what you wanted? Radhika, while biting her bimba fruit lips, arrogant girl, stop, stop. Radha strikes Vishakha with the pastime lotus flower. Vishakha, laughing, speaks, fearless one, don't be angry. I will ask for the Gunja necklace. Krishna speaking, what austerity should I perform that I may be struck by your pastime lotus flower? Please strike me, even if only with a restless glance from the corners of your lotus eyes. Lalita speaking, you have offered your body to Krishna. Why are you such a miser that you will not even look at him? A person who gives away a Chintamani jewel should not refuse to give the case that holds it. Radhika speaking, Lalita, please don't blaspheme my elders by talking in this way. Vishakha speaking, friend, why are you afraid? Purnamasi is expert at pacifying your elders. Lalita, speaking while she is joyful aside, with a smiling, sidelong glance, my dear friend now fortunately embraces Krishna. Vishakha speaking, Lalita, look, look. The moon stays in the sky. Waves of splendor flow from the moon. O girl with a beautiful face, Vrindavan forest makes those waves of splendor even more beautiful. Krishna beautifies Vrindavan forests. Your friend makes Krishna more glorious. The splendor of our love decorates your friend and makes her more beautiful. Lalita speaking, alas, alas, Vishakha, look, the melting Chandrakanta jewels are washing away the sandalwood paste ornaments on our altar to the sun god. Come, let us go to the garden. Lalita and Vishakha exit. Krishna speaking, beloved, don't leave me now. Krishna clutches the edge of Radha's garment. Radhika, let go, let go. My friends are calling me. Krishna speaking, cruel girl, don't lie to me. Radhika speaking, while she's smiling, O Goddess Sarasvati, I bow down before you. Please show that I speak the truth. Krishna gently laughing, he says, O girl with a beautiful face, you are like a lotus flower. From far away, a black bee worship the sweetness of your lotus fragrance, hoping to taste the nectar of your lotus mouth. That excited bee buzzes around you.
Srimati, you read.
Compose and attain celestial liberation. I live on the same planet as your friends. Seeing this, I have abandoned the company of all my friends. And now I desire the same kind of liberation as your poems. O Sindhu girl, please fulfill my desire. Please give me a jubilant festival, a festival flowing with streams of nectar. A festival of surgical liberation at your breasts, which have not taken shelter even a single sesame seed of ungracefulness. Radha becomes embarrassed. Krishna, beloved, look, look. The moon, its nectar nourished by the ocean, and its moonlight a medicine to cool the lotus flower's fever, has come to the Jamuna shore. The moon has become the first priest at the yoga which Chakalaka birds will perform. Let us go to that pavilion in the forest, a pavilion kissed by the light of the beautiful springtime moon. Radha and Krishna exit, everyone exit. Thus ends that tree.
Oh, we can stop at the end of Act 3.